We have Chazan Parshas Matos Masay.
Good morning. We all know the pshat of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid, Kol Ritzveh, anyone who's searching, who's craving for Kedusha, for Elikus, for godliness. Hisigua Ben HaMetzor. Ben HaMetzorim is the time to be mechazik oneself. It's interesting, the words Kol Ritzveh, Hisigua Ben HaMetzorim is Gimachi Emakoyl, Torah and Tefillah. Dafkin, these two things. So I thought to myself, why? Pasha. Because this is the time every year is Mitzape and the Shtekekus to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is called the Bayis Godel. As the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin, why is it called Bayis Godel? Bayis Shemegadlen Boi Torah, Bayis Shemegadlen Boi Tefillah. Asher Alkein, both Torah and Tefillah are inextricably connected to the Midah of Emes. Torah is the Torah's Emes. It's called Emes, Emes Kneel. Timker, the pasuk says in Mishlei. God, there's a fascinating, well-known Chasam Sofer in Parsha Sav, and he says there are three things you find the pasuk, the three things called Emes. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Hashem alikeichem Emes, hu alikim chai. The Eberster is Emes, Torah is Emes, Moshe is Emes, the Torah is Emes. And the Rosh Tevis Emes is alikim, Moshe, Torah. They're all called Emes. And therefore the pasuk says, "Va'atem advekim, atem is oisius emes, advekim Hashem alikeichem, chayim kulchem ayim." If you only have the Moshe and Torah, you have chas v'shalom the opposite of life, right? The ikar is, as we'll discuss maybe eventually, the atem, when you bring the Eberish to the aluf v'shal olam into the equation, right? Then you have emes, is the Eberishter with Moshe and Torah, and you have emes. You have to, these three in yonim are tvukim biyachem. I saw it just in a sefer from a contemporary person in Borough Park, a very beautiful word, the Shem Yecheskel. He says, if you take Emes b'milui, right, Aleph Mem Tov, it's Gematria 607. 607 plus the letter Vav, as we discussed many, many times. The letter Vav, it says in Zoyer HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, is a letter of Emes. We discussed this countless times. 607 plus 6 is 613. 613, as every school child knows, is Gimatria Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the minion of the mitzvahs there in the Torah. So you bring Emes, which is the Eberster, is the Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Torah's Emes, etc., etc. So Torah is Emes. Tefillah, it's brought in the Kutim Aran, Rav Nachman says, that Lefi Erech, the Midas HaEmes that a person has within him, there will go his, it will be his Tefillah. And he says, at the Pesach Gemara, it's a Pesach actually, you say it three times a day, Korav Hashem l'chol koirav, Chazal say yachol akol, Tamid loymer l'chol ashekru, v'emes. The more emes the person has, right, there's numerous psukim and tilim that bear this out, if you speak emes, and the Eberster listens to your tefillah, and the Eberster has a shteikus for midas v'emes, and the Eberster dwells amongst you, and your tefillahs are heard. And therefore, the Arameir says that the famous Medrash in Shulchan Aruch that everyone does thousands of pirushim. Chazal asked, "Mipnei ma rishonim imispalim v'nenim?" The earlier generations they davened and they were answered. So Chazal say, "Meish mishum sheispalu b'sheim." They davened b'sheim. What does that mean? Just countless interpretations. But the Arameir from Avraham Shetamer says, "B'sheim is nutrikun b'loshen apostle k'ntilim." Kapitel Yudzayin, Beloisif Se Mirma. If a person speaks and he has a Beloisif Se Mirma, he's a Dover Emes, then the Eberster is Makabel his Tfilas. Because Tfilas is Miloshin, one of the meanings of the word Tfilah, Miloshin Atoifel Klicheres, to attach, to connect to the Eberster. And we know that the principle Bivovin Tiskater with Midasa Emes, which is connected to the letter Vav, that's how one becomes attached to the Eberster. So therefore, in order to bring down to the world, once again, the Bayis Gadol of Torah and Tefillah, you need to be Dovuk in the Midas HaEmes. Befrat, the third Beis HaMikdash, which is called Beis Alikei Yankiv, right? And Yaakov is what? Nachla B'li Mitzorim. I said last week, Nachla B'li Mitzorim is Gimatria. Anyone remember? No. The three Avtiris of Beis HaMitzorim. Divrei Shimu Chazoin. Nachla of Yankel Avinu, right? How does one bring it after through Midas or Emes? And Emes is a smag in Ayin Dalid, and he says that he went from place to place in Golus Yushalayim Asher Besforat, almost all the Eden in Golus, and he told them, Iker Hagu'ula Toli Kishim Yisrael Medabrim Emes, Vayimotze Befiim Loshin Tarmis. As long as Eden say truth on their tongue, and they don't speak Shkorim, right? Then you're able to bring the geula. And the emes as the shekin tukun yizoyer, the bedarga the yank of tale kates to purkino, the darga emes hado, the siv titin emes li yankiv, the geula hamitis vashlema, the third base hamigdush is totally in the madrega of yankiv, which is midas hu emes. And it's merumas in the pasuk by the sneh. They, what's your name? So the Eibishter says, Eke Asher Eke, and all the Sforim say, Eke Asher Eke, 21 times 21 is Gimatria Emes. The Eye Imchem, the final Golus is Dafka Toli and Midas Emes. The Emes, the Satmarov brings in Divri Yoel and Parshas Vayechi, a famous Medrash, which is Pili Ploys. Chazal say, Kol HaHoylech Al Gochim, you remember this Pasuk, Parshas Shmini. You remember from the Gemara Kiddushin, that's Chatzi, the Vav of Gochin. I talk about that when in Kamikoyim. The Vav of Gochin is Chatzi HaToyra in Oisius HaToyra, as the Gemara says. Kol HaHoylech Al Gochin, Se Chazal Tamon Meis Yankov. That's where Yankov died. Hello? This Pasuk, Kol HaHoylech Al Gochin, there's countless Perushim in understanding this Medrash Pliya. This is brought in all this form. But the simple pshat is that the Satmaru brings, the Chazal say, the Gemara says in Tainis, Yankiv Avinu Leimes, Mazare Bechaim, etc. What is the Midah of Yankiv Emes? As long as a Yid is Dovuk in Yankiv Avinu, is Mazare Bechaim, so Yankiv Avinu is also alive. What does Rashi Taish Kol HaHoylech Al Gochen that refers to? The Nochosh. Yeah? The Nochosh. Kol's man that a Yid is Dovuk in the Midah of the Nochosh, who brought Sheker in the world. By the way, Yankiv Avinu Leimes, if you scramble the words, Yaakov Loimes is Oisius Emes Liyakov. As long as there's Emes, then Taka Yankov Avinu Loimes. But a person who's Hoylech Al Gochoin, that is Dovuk in the Sheker of the Nochash HaKadmoini, right? Toman Meis Yankov, there Yankov dies. In fact, he brings the Sforim Akdoshim bring, the Yerdovit brings from the Arizal, how many years did Yankov Avinu live? 147. Why 147? So one of the... What? I give up. If you say so, I agree. It's totally correct and totally irrelevant. Yeah. Hello. Why 147? So the Arizal brings its connected the klolus. In Toyos Kahanim, there are 49 klolus. In Mishneh Torah, there are 98. Together, it's 147. What are the klolus all about? The bitter klolus are all, there's no greater klolo. And all the klolus that we have today, when the Gemara says, in Soita, Eilach HaYem She'en Kilolotzi Merubin Shal Gaveri, it's all a function, it's all an extension of Golos. Yankov Avinu is 147 years connected the klolus in the Teichu. In other words, what frees us from the klolus of the Teichu when he eat is Dovuk in the Midas of Yankov, the Midas of Emes. Hepech from Kol HaHoylech Al Gochin. This is my own chiddush. All the rish kadmoy, there's numerous makiris and psukim and chazal and midrashim and rishonim and kadmoyim and the achreinim, right? The Ma'alos Hamidah says, "Kol zman shabrius marchikin misrachikin men hasheker and bedavkin boemes hakadosh baruch hu mashiyim." The Yeshua of Kal Yisrael is totally in this, and it says a pasuk in Yeshaya Samagimel, "Vayimer ach amiheima bonim lo yishakeru biyil lahem the mashiyah." So look at the what's the next pasuk? The geula is totally in midas or emes, and so brings the gro in the sefer kol ha-Torah that there are seven different ifanim to geula, and one of them is through anshe amona, people of integrity. The gemara says in Shabbos daf kuf yutes, that the chorv yushalayim only because bitlubab. Anshe Amona, when there's lack of integrity, that would brought the Churban of Yerushalayim, and people of justice, of integrity, of truth, bring the Geula. When the end of the Reishis Chochma and Sharak Dusha brings a Maimer Chazal, I don't know where it is, the Mokar, I don't know, but it so brings the Reishis Chochma. Omar Rav Huna loy golu Yisrael me artsam elash acha ofru ala posuk bidvar sheker tirch. The churban beis hamikdash came, the galus came because Yidden were dovuk and sheker. Right? The Kunei Zohar says zimno the sheker the iu sitra achar sholit. When sheker the sitra achar is sholit in the world, right? At that moment vatashlech emes artsa. At the pasuk says Daniel, the Eibusher takes emes and hurls it to the ground. My artsa doshchinta the galus hashchina comes because emes is no longer here. Who began da is charev beimikdash. Both but the mikdash were charev because of the sin of sheker. And therefore, you don't got to be a genius. The Radomsky, the Chesed Lavrom says, "Emes v'milua is gimatshir Yerushalayim." To what and what's close do we come back to Yerushalayim? Dafka, and therefore the pasuk says, "Bayoyim ahu okim es sukas David hanifalas." Bayoyim ahu okim es is a fiteves me emes that the geula comes through the mida of emes. And the emes is merumas. Everyone knows the famous remes in the Mishnah in Edyus. That Rabbi Yeshua said, "Mekubel ani mi Rechem Zakai shekibel mi Rabbi veRabbi mi Rabbi ad halachol amayushim Sinai sheein Elio bo loy letamei uletar lekarev lerachik el rachik." What is the purpose of Elio? The Vasar Geula. What does he come for? El lerachik hamekurovim bizroya ulekarev hamekuruchokim bizroya. He comes to distance those who are near bizroya, who forcibly put themselves close, and to be mekarev those who are meruchik. What does this mean? The Bas Ayin in Parshas Terumah brings from the Degel a meridik pshat, because everyone knows the Gemara in Masechta Shabbat of Kutalid. Mataimah, the Gemara says, Sheker is mekarev emili and emes is merach emili. Sheker, shin kufresh, are three letters mamish next to each other in the Aleph Beis. And emes is the first letter, middle letter, and reish tichsoif, right? Because the Gemara says sheker is shchiach and emes is not shchiach. L'davinenu, right? Says the Bas Ayin, what is the purpose of Eliyahu Anovi? How do you bring Eliyahu to mevaser the geula? When you makariv the rechukim, you put the aleph mem tov together, and you merachik the shin kufreish the sheker in the world. And he says the Bas Ayin is moisif. That's Kratan Pasuk, Me Rochoi Kashem Niruli. How does the Eivisher appear to a person? How does one bring the Shechina down back into the world? Dafka Me Rochoi from the Aleph Mem Tov, which at the moment the letters are Meruchokim Zeloze. And that's how he teaches the Pasuk, Mi Dvar Sheker Tirchok. The purpose of Eid is to take Sheker and be Merachik, the Sheker, the letters which are korov to each other, and Faket. After the pasuk, Vayar by the Imre Yosef, it is Akdoma to his Sefer of his Rebbe, Lekutei Torah Vashas from Isaac Zid Tzayver brings that. But the Chazal Avraham brings the same word, Vayar Es Hamokim Meirochik, right? Vayar Es Hamokim is Sefer Tevis Emes. How does one close to the Eibishter Meirochik from the letters of Emes, which at the moment are Achukim Zemizu? When Be'emes, I've said many times, it's a famous quotation. It's brought in Imri Pinchas, it's brought in Medrash Pinchas, it's from Pinchas Koratzer, Kabbalah B'yodeinu, he said, She'im yu be'enei ha'olam, if in the eyes of the masses, the people, Sheker would be so chomer as Arayis, right, then Mashiach would come. Right? Be'emes, the Ozhar of a Rebbe, Be'er Moshe brings Arayis from Psukim, the Psukim HaMedame, Sheker and Niuf and Znus. And that's why Mashiach is called, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'hoya tzedek ezer masna ve'amuna ezer chalotzov. Mashiach is a man of emuna. And the Gemara and the Zohar says, there's no emuna without emes. And therefore, when the pasuk says in Tillim, Shlach urcha v'amitcha, Chazal darsh v'amitcha ze Mashiach. Mashiach is a man of truth. So truth is connected to geula, sheker is connected Golos, and therefore, after this introduction, we're in the 3 weeks. Everything is a zman groma. I want to speak about one facet of the Indian of Sheker, Emes, right? Which is this week's connected to this week's parasha. I'm sure most people just pass it by and don't realize what's going on here, right? The pasuk in this week's parasha, when you kill somebody, a person is killed b'shoyge, you're going to go say your miklah, and then it says v'leyichu koyfer l'nefesh ritzeach, and then the pasuk says in this week's parasha, right? V'loy sachnifu es ha'oretz. You can't pollute the land. From this pasuk, how exactly is another shmiz for another time? but the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim, the Moini HaMitzvahs, who list the 613 mitzvahs at Torah, from Loisach Nifu as a Oris, they learned there's a Loisusei Min HaTorah, according to the Bahag and the Yireim and the Ashoris of Rishonim Ibn Gabirel and the Charedim. It's many of the Moini HaMitzvahs list as a negative prohibition for Loisach Nifu as a Oris. It's Osir to Mechanif, to have chanifa, to flatter inappropriately someone who's not worthy of your flattery. The Itzur Daraisa, Gerade in the Tzavo of Rav Naftali Katz, the Svich Sachomim, he says, Hachanofim heim Rosh HaShakron. Of all the Dargis in Sheker, Gerade in the Chaim Fiedler, the Maimer, one of his Musar Shmuzin, and he explains the four Kitois that the Gemara says in Soita, not Makabli, Pei Ashkino. All of them, the bottom line is sheker. A chanfin, someone who chan for someone, is you say the sheker. You say falschkeit or a false person or Russia is a tzaddik. You say, okay. Whether it's some, you list it in the Moini HaMitzvahs, you don't list it, it's an Isser Dereis according to Mosposkim, to chanfin, to have chanufa. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shar Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Ois Kuf Peches. After the previous Ois, he was Mayrach Barichus of the Churban of Chanifa, right? He then adds Moire de Keverte, and I'll read you the Loshen. V'chayi of Odom Limser Atzmei L'Sakona. A person has to place himself in a matzav of danger, val yasiya es nafshei avoyin ashoma kuzis, and not to be guilty of this terrible sin. The Omer Rabbi Sein, we quote the Gemara in Soita Dafim Aleph. You know, there's a mitzvah, Mitzvah Yishmita, the Melech comes on a platform in Yerushalayim, and he reads the Torah, the mitzvah Hakil, and the Gemara says that Agrippa, Samelech, was reading the Parsha of Hamelech, right? And when he came to the Pasuk, right? He began to shed copious tears. And the rabbis at the time told him, Achinu Atel, you're our brother, you're kosher, it's fine. And the Gemara says, Chazal say, that was the beginning of the Churban, right? Because they lied, they chanfed, they flattered incorrectly. Agrippa say, Achinu Atel. And then Rabbi Yehuda continues, "Va'afkia Yishvela Mishpatim Lefachet Me'enish Me'enish Yomus." Certainly, a person sitting on in judgment, a dayan, a rov, certainly is not allowed to worry about death. Shenem, another pasuk says in next week's parsha, it's not both parshas dealing with truth, parshas Masay and parshas Dvorim, right? The Loisachnifu in this parsha, in parshas Dvorim, have Loisoguru Mitneish. You're not allowed to have any fear of man when our dayan renders a psak. And so brings the Orchas Chaim in the beginning of Shara Chanifis that Yehorig Val Yaver, a person has to be willing to give up his life rather than to engage in Chanif. Oh, I don't know if you appreciate this is a bombidig chiddush, and all the meforshim, everyone goes like the town. Menolos, hello. We have a Gemara, you know, from Sanhedrin, from Sachem, all over Shas, that for all of the Torah, a person puts a gun to your head, the din is Yavar of Al Yehori, except for the Gimel Chavur, except for Avay Dezara, Gil Arayas, and Shechaz Dom. Since when does a person have to give up his life, a person put his life in Sakono, when B'chola Torah Kulu, we have a cloud, the Pikuach Nefesh, and Deich HaKola Torah Kulu. Here, Rabbi Yoina and the Archas Chaim, the Archas Adigim is Bechadish, and you get it, that for the Isra of Chanufa, you have to be Moisir Nefesh. No, where's the source for this? The emes is Toisus Al-Asar in the Gemara in Soita, in the Sugya, says you don't have to literally be Moisir Nefesh. And Toisus brings a raya. What's Toisus' raya? Hello? There's a Gemara in the Dorum Daf Chav Beis. Ula Ozol La'arad Yisrael. Lovu Badei Trei B'nei Chuzoi. Uzu was going to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel. He was accompanied by these two goyim, right? Yes. Kom chad shechted lechavrei. One goy came and shechted his friend. Omer le'ulu yeyus avdi. Have I done correctly? Have I done properly? Was that an ethical, moral stance? Omer le'in. Yeah, you're right. Upar le'beisushki. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Did I do right, or maybe I was like a?" I was giving idu to an Iver Aveira. He saw Rabbi Yochanan says, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, Nafshecho Hitzalta. You saved yourself. You're saving your life. The guy's you can't get a bigger rogue. He murdered someone in front of your eyes, brazenly, right? You could be the next carbon. And therefore, if you told him you did right, nice doggy, fine. Umbe'emes, the Magan Avram, and Arachayim, in Seif Sim and Kufnin Vav, brings this la'alocha. The Tosfos and Dasa Mishnebura, the Chavetz Chaim, the Steiris, the whole Tumalit and Kamakoyme. But Be'emes, if you look in the Sugya, on the side of the Gilgian of the Gemara, Tosfos, that Tosfos said you don't have to be Moser Nef. The Tosfos is obviously arguing on Rabbeinu Yoina, right? But he brings the Menorah Hamoir, that you don't have to be Moser Nef, Kishita Tosfos, but it brings the Kayim Apostle, behind the Pot, the Chayim Behemelis, Yamasbel. So we have a machlokes rishonim, Tosfos versus Rabbeinu Yoin. But afilu l'shitas haTosfos, everybody asks, why did Tosfos have to bring a raya from the Gemara in the Dorum d'Achrapeis, the Maisu with Ula and the Bnei Chuzoi? The Torah poshut. I don't got to go through every lav in the Torah and bring you a raya. You don't have to be moitzer nefesh not to wear shatnas. The Dover Kal in Torah, the whole Torah is the mocking on your onus is Yaharik Val Yaver. Why do we need a special Yaver Val Yaharik? Why do we need a special limud dafka by Chanufa? Unishner does the Meforshim ask, why did Tosfos have me merchak lachmoi to bring a raya that you don't have to give up your life? So where did we bring a raya from? Ula, with the murderers on the way. The Sugi in the Gemara in Soita Al Asar says a rule, Mutter Lachne for Shoyim Ba'ilam Hazeh. In this world, an imperfect world before the Ilam HaTikun, you're allowed to Chanfe the Rishoyim. Ask whatever, anyone who runs a Moizit, do it all the time, right? Shenemar, there's a Pasuk which says, two opinions in the Gemara. Lo Yikora Oy Lenovel Nedivu Lekilo Yemer Etshua. You got a guy, he takes, but to take money out of him for your Moizit is like taking money out of stone. He gives you epis. Oh, you make an award. The guest of honor, mamish. When Mashiach will come, and there'll be no longer Yitzhahara, and there'll be no longer any. You don't have to chanfa the gvirim and the rishoyim and the whatever, and you won't have to say this cheapskate is really the greatest nothing since Moshe Rabbeinu. Or another pasuk, which Shimon Lokish says. Remember, Yankov meets up with Esav, who's no great saint. Ooh, kirois panecha, that's Chanufa, no? Hello? Yaakovina would much rather Esav go crawl back into his hole. Elamai, by the way, that's why our God, I said before, the Geula comes from Midas HaEmes, therefore Golus Edim, which is our Golus. Esav is called what? In the four behemoths of Parashat Shemini, he's the Chazir. Why is he the Chazir? Because that's false be'etzem. He shtek lois to tlafayim, see I'm kosher. And that's Esav, doshov, shebarosi belomit. So the fact that Yankiv was chanfeting to Esav is a charayit to the Gemara that mutter lachne for shoyim ba'ilam hazeh. There's actually a story told. One of the great, if you know the history of Chassidim, whatever, one of the great kanoim for midas or emes like mamisha was the Divya Cheskel, the Shinavaruf. He knew so many stories with his father. Mamisha kanoim for midas or emes. He wasn't loose upon him to anybody. Mamish. They once saw, the Divrei Yecheskel, Shinavarov wrote a letter to a friar from Kata, whatever, Chofshim, right? And he entered the letter and he signed, he had a request, whatever, Toivah for Yidin, whatever, Chvesesh, what in those days, right? And he signs off to this letter, to this Yenetzatzkele, he signs off the letter, Hadoyre Shloimei Mehava. So the Chassidim, Amshei Shloimei, who knew that the Divrei Yecheskel is besufu besayra hayadarka, he was not a person who would, midas emes was kidur, very stark by him. How did he sign a letter, doyri shleim, me'ahavo? Tachlo sinis aneisim lo'ivim ho'yili davara, me'ahavo? So he asked the Shinarov didn't bat an eyelash, says, me'ahavo is nutrikun, machnifin es harishoyim bo'ilim hazem. In this world, it's an imperfect world, and you need a toiv, and you got to save Eden and save whatever, is machdifinus al-shoyim, that's the me'ahav. Right? But that's the sugi in the Gemara in Soita al-Asar. when Tosis wants to bring a raya that against Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to be Moser Nefesh not to be over Lezachnifu with Oretz, what do they got to bring a raya from the Dorim, from Ula? He could have brought a raya from the Gemara there. Where do we have a similar concept? Next week's parsha, with the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda brought for the Yonim, Loisaguru Mitnich. Don't have any fear, trepidation for people. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Davov, for here we learn, Shnayim Shabbo Ledin, Echad Rach Vechad Kosher. One's a shvera mensch, and one's an easygoing fellow. Actually, Shamu Divreim, before you heard the case, or you heard the case, but you don't know which way is it going, you're allowed to say, any nizdakik, I don't want to get involved in this. Right? Once you heard the case, and you know which way, what is the correct answer here, then you're not allowed to what? Withdraw from hearing the case, because the pasuk says lo yisogur b'nish. The whole diyun in poskim, in kamakoyim, you look in chesh mishpat simon yudbeis, you'll find today with the malakdim, all the shittas, right? What happens if the guy, the takif, the difficult person, is ma'ayim on the dayan? If you don't paskin like me, I will bashmut you, I'll besmirch your reputation, I'll get you fired from your job. I know the president of your shul, I know the, you know, right? He'll cause you ein sof tzoros. Or worse, he puts a gun to your head, Rebbe, if you don't paskin the way I want, I'll blow your brains out. Ad heichon is lo yisogur b'nish. I'm not going to get involved in all the shittas, this is a fascinating sugya, but there's a sifrei, which everyone brings, is brought in Sefer HaChinuch on this pasuk. Very famous sifrei. Shema toimar yore ani mish ploini. Shema yaharig espini. This guy will maybe kill my son. Oy shema yadig es gedishin. Oy shema yakach es etirisay. He'll cause me financial damage. He'll destroy my crop. How do you know that I shouldn't pay any attention to his threats? Talmud loimer loisogur nish. Here again you see that the Dayan L'chura has to what? Be Moser Nefesh. L'chura has to be Moser Nefesh. Not to pervert justice, but to say truth. So Achreinim, Tumulzuch, there's like different Eifanim. I found seven Eifanim here. But I don't have the time. I'm going to tell you the three main, and the two first answers and the difficulties in them. I'll tell you a simple Mahalach in the whole sugi. This answers numerous things in this week's parasha also, but in Kamekim. There's a first, number one. One mahalach is, contrary to conventional wisdom, there are shittas in Rishonim who hold that even though b'chol ater, I put a gun to your head, eat McDonald's, or I'll blow your brains out, the din is yaver val yehorid, hanemili, by other aveiros in the Torah. But by the isser of gezel, when you're going to steal from someone else's money, then the din is yehorig val yaver. No? You never heard this before. There's two or three basic rayas from Shasta, the Shita, which we're going to call Shita Srashi Varavid, right? Further Gemara Baba Kama, that pay. Maisa Bechot, said Echor, he was going to Echmiliboy, and the Reifim told the doctor, said, Einle Rafu, he has to have hot milk every day. So his mates took a coat, and they tied it up a Kari Hamito. The Yamim, his Chevi, the Chosid, his fellow holy people came in. They saw the goat, and there's a takon of Chazal that a behemah daka, you know, to raise in there to sell, because it goes in his mara, it steals from other people's field. So they said, list the mezuyin, and they walked out, they wouldn't say hello to him. Ask the me'iri, al-asar, but the guy is ill, doctor said it's pikuach nefesh, shalat defoshes. Is the haraya that even pikuach nefesh does not matir in Isra of Geneva. Another raya is from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach. The Gemara brings a pasuk. David is going, and he tells his people, his army, or whatever, his mates, yeah, who like dying for thirst, who will get me water from the well in the Shara Beis Lechem? So he asked a question. What was the question? So Rav Huna says in the Gemara, Gedishim disoirim di Yisrael havu. Right? There was bundles, sheaves of barley, which belonged to Jews, and the plishtim were lying there in wait in the barley. The shaila of David HaMelech is, could my mates go, could my army people go, set it on fire, and that'll be the end of the plishtim. There'll be a korban oilam, right? What's the shaila, right? Become a boilu, can you save yourself with your friends' financial loss? Sholchule, the Chachamim answered him, Osir lahatzel atzmei b'mamin, you're not allowed to save yourself b'mamin chaveri, aval ato melech, and the din is melech peris legeder, vein mechim biyode, you have special rights as a king. It's extra judicial, as we say. Aber Rashi alasar, and so a few other Rishonim, the Ravid brought in Shit Megubetzes, etc., they learn Pshat in the Gemara's Kipshutai. You ask the Shaila, are you allowed to be matzel yourself b'mamin chaveri? And the answer is generally, unless you're a king, no. And there's a Yushalmi, I'm not going to all the riots. There's a whole riot to Shitas HaRishonim. Gezel, when you're stealing someone else's money, there's no heter of Piguch Nefesh. Ask the Parashas Drochim in Drush Yutes, why? What's the logic? B'chol HaTorah Kula, but all other Averis is Yavar V'lihorim. Mehechet Teses is a Chiyuv. Answers the Aruch HaNer in Yushalmi Shubas Binyan Tzion, that the whole heter of Piguch Nefesh only applies B'mitzvah Ben Adam Lamokim, and does not apply in mitzvah ben adam lachaveri. And that's what he said in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. Later in Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Aruch HaNer says, nachavort, because where is the moker? The pasuk in Achrim is, Vasisim is called Chukosai, it's called Mishpatai, Asher Yasa Oysama Adam, the Chaybehem. What are we talking about in context? L'chur mitzvah ben adam lamokim. There's no heter, there's no mocker. Where's the mocker that you're allowed to transgress a benan l'chaveir for someone else's sake? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Shalom Shuvah, Ha'elef L'Hashlema. Why? What's the logic? What's the rationale? Because the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Peh, what is the mocker? Generally, the logic in Piyuch Nefesh is Deicha Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Eibishter says, Chalel of Shabbos Achas, better to mechal one Shabbos, and you keep all the other Shabbos. So by the Eibishter, a mitzvah, the Eibishter made this cheshbon that it's best to transgress this one Shabbos, that's Piyuch Nefesh, but you'll be alive for other Shabbos. Masha'en kem ben Adam lachaveri, what's it relevant to your friend if you're going to keep other, but he's losing out, Tzof Kol Tzof. He's losing half. So where is there a heter to be going on a hefset to somebody? Yes? So that's another shmuz. That's another whole tumble, national rabba, whatever. That's according to Tosfos, my dear friend. According to Tosfos and the Rosh and the Yad Rameh and vast majority, Ruiv Ruben from Yishrenim, the Gemara Shaila and Baba Kama, the Ramel Shaila, right, was not, it doesn't fit in so much of the words, was not whether or not you're allowed to burn it down. You're allowed to burn it down because Shaila is you have to pay for it or not. Well, since I was doing it better, you don't got to pay. And Lalacha, the whole business, what happens if I know I can't pay? Is there still a heter? Tumul took in Paschim. Ask a competent Orthodox rabbi, beyond my pay grade. Right? That's around the yeah? Aber, that is the mocker. I'm just saying that from the Kluger and the Aruch HaNer and the Brin Tzion, that is the mocker that according to Shittas Rashi, the Ravid, and the Shport and Shittas Gubetzes, etc., that by Gezel there's no. Which is a very difficult Shitta. Let me ask you. The Gemara says in Avod Zor Nafai and Dalit, how do you know that if I put a gun to your head, kill him or I'll kill you? How do you know that you have to be a yaver, that yeharik val yaver, for shvichas domim? No? It's not a yafus, we don't have a pasuk. My chos is the damak didach, sumach tfei midamak tachavim. Who said your blood is any redder than the blood of your friend? Maybe his blood is redder. Now, if you take on the yasod of Rashi, as explained by the Aruch HaNer and the Rav Kluger, that by mitzvah ben adam lachaveiroi, hello, there's no heter piguach nefesh. So why did the Gemara need to learn it from a svara? There was no heter of piguach nefesh. So why should your friend lose his life? Because, hello, that's number one. Number two, everyone knows the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Yutes. You learned this as a child. I put a gun to your head and I say, sign falsely on the shtar, or else I'll blow your brains out. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara, man. But what's the maskonas haGemara Rova? Sign sheker, but you're not mechuyis to give up your life. Is the charaya benan lechaveiri klor? Right. That's them. So, Shitas Rashi is difficult. And Shitas Ruiv, Ruben, of Rishonim, and so is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Right? in Chayshim Mishpat Siman Shin Tes that we don't we pass like Tosfos and the Rosh and the Arameh and the Raivit and many, many others that so pass in the Amshar Shleim. So that answer really is shvach. Besides the fact that Afilu Lashitas Rashi, right? Afilu Lashitas Rashi that there's no that, there's a difference between there's a lomdish for and I ain't come akremi to be married. There's a difference in logic between I put a gun to your head, do this aveira ben adam lechaveira ganva, right? We hear the etzem maisa aveira is done under onus, under, or the case of David, right? Which the Gemara Baba Kama was talking about. No one forced anything. You yourself are thirsty. You're going to dehydrate and die unless you have what to drink. So there's no sibach, no external factor which is forcing you. You want. That's a difference, Lamashal, if I put a gun to your head and do one of the Gimel HaChamuris, then is Yehorek Val Yabba. But if not, if you did, you were over, Chasar Shalom, then the din is, you don't get punished, because you're honest. What happens if you're sick? And because of your sickness, you have to be over one of the Gimel HaVeiris. Here, you're Chayiv. In other words, there's a difference in Halacha and Sfar, and we could pilpul on this for ages, whether there's a direct, I don't know what the word is in English, a direct line between the onus and whatever, right? Or it's something which is not coming from an external factor, but it's coming from zich. You with me? So certainly when you put a gun to your head, unlike the case of David, and you say, signed falsely, as per the Gemara in Ksuvis, right? You with me? Or, lo yisaguru mitnei ish, because if you're scared of the guy will kill you, or our case of of Chanufa, right? Here, if it's coming from an external factor, even Rashi would be moida that you're pottering it, and then it would be Avir Val Yehorek. Besides the fact that other ask, over here, all he's doing is what? But let's go, Shev Al Tyson. Rashi is talking about when you're going to do something active, Bekuvah say, to burn down someone's Gedish of Sayyid. If you're doing nothing, and you're just not going to paskin because you're scared of the guys that you gvar olim, right? You're doing b'shev al taisa. Who said that according to Rashi, you have to be moitzer nefesh? So that answer is a very difficult answer. It's pashut shel atan alib the hilchos. We don't pass like Rashi anyway. The second answer, which the Shvus Yanki brings and the Araktana bring and others, right? That when the Gemara says, lo yisaguru mitnei ish, right? Because maybe this guy will kill me, right? It's a very, Rav Yoshev, in his Ha'oris, Amesechta Soita, also says a similar word. They're talking about a case where it's a chshash rochik, a very far away, distant chshash that'll kill your son. You know, at the end of the day, Yidin are not nechshar on Shvichas Dom. He could be ma'ayim to today till the cows come home to roost. The poil were not choshish for that normally. Masha'enke, when it's the guy has a chazok of being a murderer, he's a member of the mafia, right? Then taka, even according to Rabbeinu Yoina, they say that you'll have. So it brings the Shvus Yankov and others. The Shalom Shuvas Karen Ledovid disagrees. And he said the Loshen of the Dochuk, the Loshen of the Sifrei, seems to indicate literally B'chol Gavna, whatever the circumstances is, even if there's Mamish Achshash, you have to be willing to be merchant nefesh. And the whole Raya is to whatever. So the simple answer is brought in the Shalom Shuvas Kan Aaron from Aaron Volkin, the Rav Pinsk is brought in the Karen Ledovid, and many others. Right? A simple answer. B'med dvorim amurim, the Torah says, B'shar kol ha-Torah kulus, b'uch nefesh is doicha, and therefore b'shas onus is yaver val yehorik. When there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is a freestanding mitzvah. You could do it without a case of being onus. And then there arises, a guy puts a gun to your head and says, eat the cheeseburger, I'll blow your brains out. B'chagav, that says, the Torah v'chai bohem, yaver val yehorik. But when the Torah tells the Dayan, Lisoguru Mitneish, what is the Torah saying? You, Rav, you're integrity, you represent Torah's Amos. You have to be willing not to care about what this guy says. That is Einechanam Lashitas Rabbeinu Yoyin and Sharichuvi, you have to be Meister Nefesh. Why is it not one of the Gimel Averis? When we reckon the Gimel Averis, we're reckoning things that Elshla Atzmoi don't require Meister Nefesh. You could do it otherwise. But here, this Gufa is what the Torah was Mitzav. I'll give you a more. Three things you have to give up your life, yeah? Avid Zoraz. If you're in the war, there's a war in Eretz Yisrael, in the Gemara time of whatever. Yeah, Sanhedrin, or Tumim, go to war. Do you have to go to war if you're drafted? And Melchem is based up, yeah? Fine. Yeah? Do you have to be willing to give up your life in a war? That's what a war is. Is a chariah, there's another mitzvah you have to give up your life for. You have to be moister nefesh for warfare. So why is that not reckoned? This is four different in yonim you have to be moister nefesh for. Nay, because that's not a chiddush. Those goofies trapped in war. Al derech says the Kan Aaron and the Karen Ledov and others, that goof is the loisus. They have like a guru in the ish. It's not that it's with doicha mitzvah the Torah to aloisay because of your nefesh. That goof is the loisus. It doesn't have to be reckoned among the gimel averus hakamuris because that goof is like a guru in the ish. Quite a nice answer. You can mafalpul in it, but that only answers like the guru in the ish. It doesn't answer this week's parsha like the chnifu with the oris the iser of. To be mechanic of someone, even if what? If it's going on the serious nefesh. The simple answer is brought by the Pesach, the Reiner, Moshe Feinstein, the Chatzadik, the Kodesh of Rach, and he was Moshe, Chilik Beis. He was asked a shayla from a shul in America. I'm not going to get involved in the Meisach. What would happen? You have a community, Al Shvatz Yoren in America, and there's a doctor who's married out, Rachman Ulzam. But a chazdan about midas toivis, he's done infinite chesed, his matzel, the foshes of numerous people in the congregation. And he comes to shul, and the rav is a fruma. How could you give an aliyah to a guy his whole life is against Torah's Moshe? How could you make a bracha, shabracha manu? He's married to a shiksa. The shayla was in the congregation, could you give him some kind of kibbutz? Give him a glila, give him psichas or whatever, something. Is it a shayla of chanufa? A chanufa person who absolutely up din Torah is in left field. So here Moshe brings a fascinating Hagdorah, and I have no time to elaborate. If you look into the Shari Truman or Ben Yoin and the all nine Hagdorahs of Chanufa, it's mamish chlor like Moshe. Behekted. There's a classical Yamshel Shloima. The Marshal says, I discussed this numerous times about Bekama. Everyone knows the Gemara said, Lapadaf Lamaches. Malchus Roimi sent two Sardiotis to Chachmi Yisrael, teach us the entire Torah. I wanted to. The Chal Malchus Roimi was very interested in what are the Jews teaching, and they asked certain things. They asked tefillin, they asked mezuzah, certain things. They asked Geirus in Bizman, whatever. And they wanted to know what it says. They taught him Sonu Vishulshu, Torah again and again and again. And at the end, as they're about to leave, they said, "We heard everything you say, and we're Makabal, everything in Torah is MS. Achot's one thing. That a Shar Shal Yisrael, Shenogar Shar Shal Knani, is Pot. Shor shel Knani, shenogah shor shel Yisrael, ben tam ben muad, chayev nezek shom." That doesn't make fair. Is he right? It doesn't make sense. You know what? But we're not going to be Medea the Malchus because we don't want to get you guys in trouble. We were so incredibly impressed by everything else going on. Whatever. According to one day, they actually forgot what this halacha. Shtel zich the shayla. Why did they learn with them? They were forced to learn. They had no brayer. This is Malchus Reim. They're going to get, you hang in the guy. So even though you don't teach Torah to Goyim, Torah Shal Peh, but ask the Yamshel Shloimeh, so how did Chazal teach him this halach? It's all about Peh, don't forget, right? They could have just said, change whatever. Is the Haraya, says the Yamshel Shloimeh, a famous Yisod, that to be Mesalif Torah is Yehorek Val Yav. Be'emes in the Gilyan Marshon, Yerideya, and Kufnun Zayin, he brings from a Ritvo and a Radvaz to Mesalif Torah is Abizrayu Davidazor. To say, in other words, I ask you to pass in a Shayla. You could be Meshamid, you could be Meshtamid. You don't want to pass. Right? Ask a competent, another rabbi. Right? But if I ask you a Shayla, but because of Chanufa, because of Dr. Sheldon, because you're worried about the repercussions, the consequences, whatever, to Mesalif Halacha in Torah, says the Ritvo and the Radvaz, and this is the Mashal, Yehorek Val Yavar. Oibazoi says, Ramoyshe, there's different types of Chanufa. There's a Chanufa where you're giving a guy COVID. If you honor a wealthy guy at the dinner, and the guy of Emesan, he's far for a rogue, a scoundrel, whatever. I'm not saying you should, right? But whatever, right? Everyone knows why you're honoring him. Not for his cents, but for his dollars. Yeah? Yeah? Whatever. So that's it certainly is 100 different other Yisurim, it could be Echel Hashem, whatever, right? Or but it's not Behorig Val Yav. Shaila is when the guy asks you, is this right or wrong, Al Pi Halacha? And you want to give him the wrong answer because you don't want to chepezuk with him? That's Behorig Val Yav. So just because Mutal Lahatne for Shoyim Ba'ilam Hazeh, Toysus has no right against Rabbeinu Yoinu. Because that could be in a nidun that there's no hachron halacha here. It's just you're giving honor to a person who's undeserving them. Therefore, Toysus put a raila from the Gemara Nedorim by Ula. And there he said, is it right to go around shechting people? And he said, in. And if you're, right? Nervous, you can machal, and she does Rabbeinu Yoina, just tzirik, to play ping pong, is pasha very simple. The difference between Ula, when it's a one-on-one case, and nobody knows what Ula paskin when told the Bnei Chuzoi, right? Mash'en came by the case of Agrippas. It's a public ceremony in Yerushalayim, and when you tell him Achinu Atu, even though the halacha is where the daraisa be the rabbanon, look at the Rashi Tosfos over there, right? It's you're wrong. He shouldn't be a melech. That's a geder of what a siluf of halacha. Azach hanufa is also according to Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina, even at the price of your life. I'm not saying, by the way, that stam hanufa is good. Stam hanufa happens to be a chil Hashem. In other words, likewise, if you mishtame and you don't paskin, right, then it's not Yehori Valyav. So she does, right? But if you know the halacha and you're going to paskin fakert because you're scared of this Gavra Alima, then it's Yehori Valyav. We could talk about it. Nothing. It's a good question. It's you're not the first one to ask that. Okay. Yeah, I got it. But the lesson is, I want to just tell you a moral lesson. Right? Last week, I spoke about Rabbi Kiva being the Gilgul of Zimri and Asher to Nezrupus. And I quoted you the Gemara in the Dorm. The first time Rabbi Akiva saw Asher to Nezrupus, what was his response? Rokak, rok. He spat, bocha, he laughed, tochak, bocha. Why did he spit? Is the Charaya, there's the Torah we're doing with Goyim actually. I thought this is very relevant to. I just thought of it. Well, whatever. I didn't say it yesterday, last week. Why did he spit? The Arameir of Olshatamr says, whenever you see something from the Goyisha world, and it's beautiful, it's superb, it's outstanding, right? How do you respond? How do you defend yourself against whatever? You spit. You show how it's a dover mos. It's a tipa srucha. It's going to do it with me. And the emes there's an iser in the Torah loy sechonim. Which could be a lafshe b'chol, because there's three things Chazal and the Gemara Yavam has learned from it. One of them, leisit in chaniyah b'karka, you don't give a goy a chelik in the land of Eretz Yisroel, which is a holy land. Another drasha of Chazal is leisit in lahem chen. Don't give them chen. What's that? Don't give them chen. This is an important lesson. It's 3 weeks, and I said to myself, it's totally 3 weeks. Because how do you get that the goyim shouldn't have a chaniyah in Eretz Yisroel? How do you bring geula? If you see something in the world around you, and it seems to be very admirable, it's Chachma Bagoyim, it's beautiful, it's inspiring, whatever, this football, right? You have to spit. In other words, you have to, you shouldn't assume there's any chain here, right? That applies to Goyim, that applies to Rishay Pesha Yisrael. The minute a child, I always said this, I said this all the time, one of the big, I see, unfortunately, very often, kids, teenagers are off the beaten track. Never. And one of the greatest reasons kids leave is because kids are incredibly perceptible. And the father could say, he articulately verbalizes, Torah is the best, it's chayra, I respect Rabbanim, the chosha. And his whole, what he says, and his lifestyle, and his hierarchy of value says to the children, they see straight through the hypocrisy, and they say, Torah is not your most important value. You value a fancy car that got on the dashboard a microwave oven, and your fancy house, and you came back from the chasen, and this gvir, the shrita agir, right, spent $3 billion on his daughter's wedding, and you think, oh, gewaldig, and wow, beautiful, and the roses, whatever. And you go, so what does the kid see that you value? He values geld, the books of Hanegel Azov. I also want to, when I grow up, to get the books of the Egel Hazov. Kids see through anything falsh, anything goyish, anything whatever. I saw in the Sefer from the Ben Yehuda, from the Ben Shchaim, Moir Digavort. What is the Gimachi? I'll leave you with one Gimachi. What is the Gimachi of Chayim? 58. Why? Because there's two things that apply only to Eden. The Gemara in Yavama says, Adam Atem, Atem Kriyam Adam, Vein Umas Oilam Kriyam. Yidin are called Adam. And also Yidin are called Echot. Even our dovuk in the Eibishter pasuk says, "Umi ka'amcha ki Yisrael goy echad boros." Even our echad, one attached, unified with the Rebbeinu Shem. If you take Adam 45 and Echad 13, what do you got? Chen. that only Elchiyidin have chain. Nothing in the world, this sports player, this politician, he may have done a lot of good for Yidin, whatever. You may need him, you may use him, but don't give him a chain. And he says that's pshat and pasuk and keheles odom echod me elef matzosi. How do you get the odom? How do you get the echod me elef from the aleph learning aleph chachma aluf vishal oilam? When he is dovuk in the Eibishter, he doesn't give chain. He knows that atim kriyam odom yidn are echod. And I thought to myself, in that aleph of odom echod me elef, that aleph, right? What is the word for Golus? Goyla. The Maral famously says the purpose of a Yid is in the Goyla. Goyla, by the way, is the Indian of 44. Hello? Which is Gimatria Dam. Right? And the purpose of a Yid, as all this foreign bring from the Maggid, is to take the Aleph, Aluf, Vishal, Oilam, and bring it to the Dam. Kidrashas Chazal, Al-Teichlu, Al-Adam. Right? As his father will Dimchem, bring the Ebrist into your life. When you take the Aleph of Aluf, Vishal, Oilam, and you place it in the Goyla, then instead of Goyla, you have Geula. And that's the secret through the Midah of Emes, the Aleph of Emes, where Zoycha to Rashiva Shetayak of Rishayna, the Yatayak of Atchil of Achrik, and Yikorala, Ir Tzedek, Ir Nemon.